So this past Sunday was declared by Pope Francis to be Grandparents Sunday, and I didn't know it until I got to church and the priest was talking about this special day and grandparents, and it got me thinking about my grandparents. And I wanted to speak specifically about my grandmothers. They both have passed away, but if they were alive today, my maternal grandmother would be 96 and my paternal grandmother would be 101. And when I thought about that, just that almost 100 and over 100 years ago they were born, how their life experience and wisdom and everything they brought to the table and passed down through the generations is essentially 100 years old. And when I think about a lot of parenting beliefs and philosophies and techniques that I got from them being that old, it just made me realize just how withstanding and timeless a lot of parenting advice and truths about parenting and families and children can be. And we are so wrapped up right now, I think, in what's the best method for this, and what's the best practice for this, and what evidence says, research says about this, and we want to know what the experts say, and we spend so much time reading and trying to figure out ideas and advice from other people, and but it's all so current, and it's almost like the newer the better, and the older the worse, right? And it's just so not true in a lot of ways. Of course, a lot of improvements in the world have come, and we could say that technology has improved, and lifestyle has improved, and medicine has improved. But I don't know if we can say that about everything, and I would say a lot of things have gotten worse. So I guess it's both and improvement and not improve. But it was just something I hadn't really thought about. I think about my grandmothers a lot. My dad's mom came to visit us a lot as a widow and was a really creative and fun person who was into the arts and music and mostly into crafting and making things and sewed costumes and dresses and clothes and curtains and blankets and pillows and quilts and a lot for us, and taught us how to sew and paint, and just did so much with us, and just so many good memories that I think today a lot of people only have experience with those skills in classes and with really strangers. And just how blessed I was to have not only, you know, a continued relationship with someone learning those skills, not that I really learned so because I can't sew, but doing the skill, I guess, attempting to learn the skill. She did teach me how to braid and hem pants. I could hem pants, sew on a button. But painting, I guess I did okay. We made jelly together. Either way, the memories are great. But just to be able to learn that skill with a person that I had a continued relationship with, and my grandmother of all people. And then my mom's mom was not widowed until closer to the end of her life, but she lived close to us for most of my childhood. We moved out of state a couple of times, but for most of my childhood, she lived close, or we would visit her. And with my mom working, she would help out with the babysitting and errands and different things around the house. So I was with her a lot. And me being the youngest, I think I was with her more, and I don't know really time-wise if that was true, but it my perception of it is that I was with her a lot more, being in preschool and kindergarten and not being in school all day. She was the one adult that I remember being with, at least. So in my mind, she was more of my mom in that period, just because I was with her more. But then I asked my mom recently, and I think it was one day a week that she was with me. So I don't know. It's just the way my memory is, I guess. But I have very, very specific and detailed memories of my time with her. And I love spending time with her up until the day she died. I was already married and had, I think, my sixth child right before she died, I think. So, yeah, I just realizing just how incredible it was to have grandparents involved and to learn from them, see how they interact with my siblings, and you know, experiencing how they treated me and interacted with me and played with me and did fun things and made memories and had vacations and fun times together are just also special. But it also made me think, going back to the idea of just those generations, and we don't often think outside of today or maybe ourselves or our immediate family that lives under our roof, but it is true how we are impacted by the past generations. Now we impact the future generations, you know, that have gone before us and the ones that haven't been born yet, but also just the ones that are living right now. When we think about the whole idea of having more kids, I think even I only consider myself, my husband, and my kids. I don't really think about anyone outside of that. I don't think, well, will this benefit a cousin or a grandparent, or will the kid benefit from the grandparent, or will this kid, you know, have kids and make me a grandparent? You know, I just don't think generationally, or beyond, you know, myself and my immediate family. And I don't know if I'm really saying I should or you should, but it's just a thought that we tend to make these decisions and have these ideas of, you know, how many kids is too many and how much makes a big family. And we don't think that family is bigger than just those who live in the house. And, you know, how glad I am that my mom chose to have me, and how much I love the relationship I had with my grandparents, and how I think my grandparents were grateful that I was born and to be grandparents. And so, you know, when you have a kid, you make someone a grandma, someone a grandpa, someone an aunt, someone an uncle. And I guess you could argue that that isn't a good reason to have another child. But I guess what I'm saying is that there's just more to consider. And not only how can we affect those around us and our extended family, but just what else is being affected, and what else can we consider besides just ourselves, and how in other ways, not just making decisions about how many kids we're going to have, but just in what other ways are we limiting ourselves to just, you know, those people under our roof. And I just don't think it's good to be limiting. So I just want to challenge myself and all of us to think bigger and think about those around us and outside of our home, and yeah, how our family, whatever size, can impact the world. So food for thought for today. Thanks. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.